August 16, 1965. Wrapped in a blanket, the naked redhead sat on a sagging chair in the center of a dank, cluttered room. With large gestures and eyes that were too wild to be considered normal, a man called Norman explained his plan. She didn't comprehend all that he said, but she understood that Norman was extremely clever, but at least half mad as well. When he finished his long soliloquy, he sat back, an expectant smile on his fleshy face. "What do you think?" After a long pause, the woman spoke.
"I think, sir, that you are a pimple on the rump of creation."
A frown passed briefly over his face, but then he laughed.
"You're magnificent," he crowed. "And you're only the first of many."
Flecks of saliva crusted at the sides of his mouth.
"You can't imagine how hard I worked at this, what I gave up in order to make you mine."
A pale eyebrow rose.
"Don't be a fool, Pimple. I am not yours, nor will I ever be."
Still dazzled by his success, the man didn't seem to hear. As he rubbed his hands like some gloating alchemist, the redhead turned to the battered metal door, focusing her gaze on it as if she might glare her way to the other side. She wasn't afraid of the strange man, but she was concerned nonetheless. If what he said was true, her life would never return to the way it had been, and she had to learn to live a new way, in a manner she'd never seen or even imagined before this moment. September 1967. Playing the bum at the Randolph Street Mission amused Leo less and less. Still, he sat patiently among a dozen or so derelicts, hiding his dismay at the sounds and smells around him. They listened, at least some did, to a long, clumsy lecture opposing strong drink and the love of God. Evidently, one precluded the other. Maintaining a blank expression, Leo waited as the amateur speaker propounded Christian principles to his captive audience, though he grasped little of the subtleties of his audience or the principles themselves. As men snored, burped, and muttered, the speaker, rapt with his own voice, went doggedly on. Leo resisted the urge to break into the Te Deum, imagining the surprised look it would bring to the man's righteous, acne-scarred face. But that would defeat his purpose, which was the impending meal. Once everyone was busy either serving or eating, he'd steal as much food as possible and then leave. He never spent the night in such places. They were bound to be infested. With his face lowered, Leo didn't look much different from the others. His longish flowing hair was shot with gray, and his strong countenance had intriguing life experiences carved on it in the form of deep wrinkles. Hard physical work had roughened his hands, and his scruffy, baggy overcoat made him easily recognizable to the mission staff. When the meal was finally announced, he took a seat on a cockeyed folding chair at a battered table. Pretending to gobble like the others, he surreptitiously stuffed most of his food into large hidden pockets Memnet had sewn inside the coat. On this occasion, he was careless. A worker passing with a coffee pot saw two rolls disappear under the table. Though she had a kind face, she frowned.
"Clients aren't allowed to take food from the mission."
Leo bent his head as if ashamed.
"It's for later," he murmured. "It keeps at the craving stone."
With a brief nod of understanding, she retreated to the kitchen, the empty pot dangling from one hand.
"A true Christian," Leo concluded, but he resolved to be more careful in the future.
When the meal was over, Leo left the mission and started for home, the food in his pockets bumping against his thighs with reassuring solidity. Having done his part for the communal good, he slowed to enjoy the sights and sounds around him. Since his arrival 2 years ago, the streets of Chicago had produced a succession of emotions. First, he'd felt only fear and confusion. Later, he'd found stimulation. And lately, he'd begun to think of the city as home.